在希伯来书里头啊，作者啊有五段的啊，另外插入的这种警告跟勉励。
There are five warnings that the author inserted into the book of Hebrews.
哦，这就很像过去的人写信哈，到最后会用哦，会有一个 P.S. 啊，然后写一个简单的一段话。
It's as if the author had written an addendum to his letter.
啊，那通常这个 P.S. 啊，通常是最重要的。
And it's stated as postscript and the P.S. and it's to emphasize a point.
好，不要啊，你一定要注意它啊，一定要啊，不要忘了这一件事情。
And it is to tell you that please pay attention to these words. Do not forget.
啊，第一段就是第二章的第一节到第四节。
The first warning is recorded in chapter 2, verse 1-4.
那第二段哈是三章的七节到四章的十三节。
And the second warning is from the third chapter, verse 7 to chapter 4, verse
13. 我们请来看希伯来书四章十一节。
So now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11.
希伯来书四章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。啊，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了啊！这里作者说要努力的进入那个安息。
Here the author says that let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. 啊，
那这里所说的进入安息指的是什么
？What does it mean to enter that rest？
啊，在这一整段里头呢，啊，他讲到两个安息。
If we look at the context of this passage, the author talks about two types of rest.
啊，第一个啊是当以色列人出埃及要进入迦南地。
This first type of rest is when the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，当他们在埃及的时候，他们做奴隶，所以做苦工。
When they were in the land of Egypt, they were slaves, and so they labor.
啊，付出很多的劳力啊，但是呢，又没有办法得到足够的休息。
Even though they labor much, they were not able to receive rest through their labor.
啊，那不但肉体受苦啊，精神上也受到折磨。
And because of this, they suffer both physically and mentally.
哦，所以他们必须要进入迦南地啊，他们才可以享受到身体、精神、心灵的安息。
And so they needed to enter into the promised land of Canaan to enjoy physical, spiritual, and emotional rest.
哦，所以对当时的以色列人来讲，进入迦南地就是得享安息。
For the people at the time, to enter the land of Canaan is to receive rest.
哦，那他们这是神给他们的应许，也是神要给他们的祝福。
It was a promise given by God. It was also a blessing given by God.
啊，但是他们要努力的来进入。
But they had to be diligent in entering that rest.
那另外一个安息啊，就是指着将来永远天国的安息。
And the second type of rest the author talked about is the future or heavenly kingdom.
在当时的基督徒，他们也必须要受到很多的苦。
The Christians at the time suffered much persecution.
啊，因为他们的信仰遭受到啊，遭受到逼迫。
They were persecuted because of their faith.
哦，所以他们有人在自己的地方没有办法居住下来，他们必须要到别的地方去。
Some of them could no longer live in their hometown. They had to go somewhere else.
啊，当他们离开的时候，他们也没有办法带着自己的财产走。
And when they moved, they were not able to carry all their possessions with them.
啊，当他们到了另外一个地方，也不一定保证说啊，他们可以很平安、很安定的住在那里。
Once they arrived in a new town, it was not guaranteed that they could have a peaceful life there either.
啊，所以这种生活对他们来讲啊，是很辛苦的。
So to them, it was a very great trial in their daily life.
啊，所以他们必须啊，他们但是他们有一个。啊，有一个活泼的盼望。
But they had a living hope.
啊，就是主耶稣所应许给他们将来永生天国的安息。
In that they would enjoy the eternal, the future eternal rest in the heavenly kingdom.
啊，那 同样的、啊、他们必须要努力的来进入安息。
And likewise, they also needed to be diligent in entering this rest.、
哦、那这个层面跟我们今天就很相似。
And so if we were to look at our life today,、we're very similar to the believers at that time.、
啊、今天一般说来我们没有这个所谓宗教上的这种逼迫。
If we look around us, we do not see religious persecution in the society we live in.、
啊、但是我们是、啊、在一个竞争很激烈的一个社会环境里头。
But we live in a society with、much competition.、
啊、大家都想要拥有一个、啊、很轻松又可以赚很多钱的职业。
Everyone wants to have a job where、he or she does not have to work hard but has good income.、
啊、但是几乎没有。
But it is not possible to find such jobs.、
啊、如果要薪水更高，那可能要一定通常是要付出、啊、更多的、啊、更多的、啊、要需要有更多的付出。
If you want to have a higher income, you have to work harder.、
啊、虽然我们生活在很进步的时代。
Even though we live in a very advanced society,、
啊、但是我们也常常并不一定、啊、拥有很好的休息，很好的安息。
But we don't、always have very good rest.、
啊、所以永生天国的盼望、啊、这也是我们一个、啊、对我们来讲、啊、是一个很大的福气。
That is why it's such a great blessing to have this eternal rest as our hope.、
啊、所以我们也跟这个作者所勉励的一样，我们要努力来进入安息。
And so we should follow what this author、encouraged us to do is to be diligent in entering this rest.
我们请看希伯来书三章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
十四节，我们若将起初切实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了、啊、所以我们第一个要努力的、啊、就是把这个起初的信心要坚持到底。
It says、we need to first hold on to the beginning of our faith.、
啊、我们有的人是出生在真耶稣教会的家庭里头。
Some of us、were born in a family.In True Jesus Church families.
啊，那在我们成长的过程当中，啊，教会啊付为我们付出了啊很大很啊很多的这个栽培。
As we were growing up, the church has put in much effort to raise us up.
啊，所以我们在信仰上啊就不断的来长大成熟。
And that's why we can grow mature in our spiritual life.
啊，那我们在这个过程当中渐渐的。信仰成为我们自己的信仰。
And through this process, our faith slowly grow to be mature, and it becomes our faith.
神是父母亲的神，啊，神也是我们自己的神。
And the God of our parents now becomes our God.
啊，我们的信心被建立起来。
And our faith is slowly built up.
啊，那这里说这个信要把它坚持到底。
And it tells us in this verse that we should hold on to the beginning of our confidence or this faith.
有的人是长大之后查考道理明白了来进入真耶稣教会。
And there are those of us who are adults when we believe and study the word of God and then believe in the True Jesus Church.
在这个过程里头、啊、也一定有圣灵的感动，圣灵对你的带领。
And throughout this whole process, the Holy Spirit is guiding us.、
哦、所以你会决心受洗归入真耶稣教会。
And it moves you to become determined to be baptized and to enter into this church.、
哦、那我也一样的要把这一种的信心要坚持到底。
And we should likewise hold on to this faith.
那信心不能坚持到底、啊、就是失落的信心。
If we're not able to hold on to this faith until the end, it means that we have fallen from the faith.、
哦、那什么叫做失落信心、
What is a fallen faith?、
啊、那结果会怎样
？And what's the result of having a fallen faith?
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书 第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听从他的话。第八节
，verse eight，
就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。第九
，verse nine，
在那里你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。第十节
，verse ten，
所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。十一节
，verse 11，
我就在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。这个失落了信心的结果，就是不能够进入安息。
The result of having a fallen faith is that we would not be able to enter His rest。
对当时的以色列人来讲，就是他们不能够进入迦南地。
For the Israelites, it meant that they would not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
那真的，这些出埃及的以色列人并没有每一个人都进入迦南地。
It is true, not all the Israelites that left the land of Egypt enter into the land of Canaan.
很多失落信心的，他们就死在旷野路上，没有进入迦南地。
There were many who had fallen in their faith and they died in the desert, in the wilderness before.
同样的，如果我们失落信心，那么我们将来没有办法进入这个得享天国的安息。
If we have fallen away from the faith, likewise, we would not be able to enter and enjoy the heavenly rest.
我们会想，我已经有这么多的体验。
We may think that we have had a lot of experiences.
有的是我看见的，我听见的，甚至我自己的体验。
We may have many experiences that we've had of God, whether we saw certain experience, we saw and we heard, or that we experienced.
而且我还领受了圣灵。
And we may have even received the Holy Spirit.
再怎么说，我也相信主耶稣是救主。
And at the very least, I still believe that Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
再怎么说，我也知道真耶稣教会所传的是合乎圣经，是这个前辈的福音。
And at the very least, we believe that the True Jesus Church Gospel is completely in accordance with the truth.
再怎么说，我怎么会失落信心呢？
If I do at least these things, how can you say that my faith has fallen away?
就好像当时的以色列人，他们是每一天都生活在神迹，在神的作为里头。
The Israelites in the Exodus enjoy the blessings of God every day.
他们每一天看到这个云柱火柱的带领。
They saw the pillars of cloud and fire guiding them every day.
他们每天领受神从天上所赐下来的给他们的粮食玛纳。
They enjoy the manna that God gave them from heaven every day.
再怎么说，他们也都必须承认神是存在的，神是爱他们的。
And for sure, they would have admitted that God existed and that God loved them.
那相信有神，就不会失落信心吗？
So let us think about this. If we believe that God exists, is it possible for us to fall away from the faith?
什么叫做失落信心？
What does it mean to fall away from the faith?
好，我们请看希伯来书第三章。希伯来书三章十六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节，那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？十七。
17。
神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手 倒在旷野的人吗？十八节。
18。
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？十九节。
19。
这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。从这一整段我们仔细来看，我们就知道什么叫做失落信心。
We can learn what it means to fall away from the faith from this passage.
这个十九节说他们不能够进入安息是因为不信。
Verse 19 tells us that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
我们很难想象一个人每天都生活在神的作为里头，怎么能够说他不信？
It may be hard for us to believe that there could be someone who has seen the miracles and wonders of God every day, yet still has unbelief.
那如果我们看十七节啊，说神又厌烦谁呢？不是那些犯罪的吗？
And let's read verse 17 says, Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sin?
所以如果过着不对的生活，犯罪的生活，这就是一种的不信，这就是一种的失落信心。
If we do not live a righteous life, we are living in unbelief and we have fallen away from the faith.
人真的是会很，真的是很矛盾的。
Sometimes people are very contradictory.
好，我们知道神的存在，我们相信神的存在，但是我们也可以继续过着错误的生活。
They may be very self-contradictory in that they do believe that God exists, yet they live a sinful life.
好，我们先不要看自己，我们看这些以色列人，就是这个样子。
So if we look at the Israelites, we find out they're this way.
好，如果我们是他们当中的一个，我们一定知道神是存在的。
If we were one of them, for sure, we would have believed that God existed.
我们相信神是存在的。
And today we believe that God exists.
因为我们看到了神的作为，我们生活在神的作为里头。
Because we've seen God's working among us.
但是神说他们是不信的。
God said that the Israelites were unbelieving.
因为他们是犯罪的。
Because they sin.
到底他们过怎样的生活？
Now, what kind of life did they live?
我们请看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书十章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
对不起，应该是哥林多前书哈，哥林多前书十章第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 15。
第五节。
I'm sorry, First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5。
在这里，保罗他在回顾这个以色列人出埃及的那一段历史。
And this is how Paul recounted the journey of the Israelites。
第五节。
Verse 5。
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。这里说他们很多人虽然出了埃及，但是他们没有进入迦南地。
Although there are many Israelites who exited from the land of Egypt, but not every one of them got to enter the land of Canaan.
神爱他们，所以神把他们带出埃及。
God loved them, and that is why God led them out of the land of Egypt.
但是他们自己把自己变成弄成是神所不喜欢的。
But they behaved in such a way that they were not pleasing to God.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪念恶事，像他们贪念的。
Now these things became our examples to the extent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这里第一个，他们相信神，但是他们又贪念恶事。
The premise is that they believed in God, but they also lusted after evil things.
这个恶事虽然是一个负面不好的字眼。
So the evil thing is something negative.
但是它却对人有很大的吸引力。
The evil things are such attraction for men.
再来第七节。
Verse 7.
也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的如经上所记，他们坐下吃喝起来玩耍。
Verse 7. And do not become idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
他们相信这一位真神，但是他们也拜偶像。
They believed in the true God, but at the same time, they were idolaters.
那这里特别提到说，他们吃喝玩耍。
And it especially mentioned here that they sat down to eat, drink, and play.
这种没有节制的生活其实也是一种拜偶像。
And they live of they lived a lifestyle without discipline, and in this is similar to worshiping idols.
当时他们拜偶像的这种活动啊，就是吃喝玩耍。
Actually, eating, drinking, and playing were the contents of their worship of idols.
在这种吃喝玩耍里头，人就失去了这种自我控制的力量。
And because they ate, they drank, and they played, they lost their self-control.
人就做出很多神所不喜悦的事情。
And they did many things that were not pleasing to God.
那其中包括接下来所说的。
And they did something that is mentioned in verse 8.
第八节，我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人。
It says, nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
他们知道神的存在，但是他们吃喝玩乐，他们行奸淫。
Even though they knew that God existed, God was there, they ate, drank, rose up to play, and they committed sexual immorality.
第九节、第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。你们不要发怨言。像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
再来就是他们试探神，他们埋怨神。
So the following things that they did was that they tempted God and they complained to God.
所以这个叫做失落信心。
And they exhibit behavior of people that have fallen away from the faith.
并不是他们不知道真神的存在。
It is not that they did not know God existed.
并不是他们不承认真神的存在。
It is not that they did not acknowledge the existence of God.
而是他们过着那种不对的生活，犯罪的生活，这就叫做失落信心。
But it is because they lived a lifestyle that was unrighteous, sinful, and that is why they're called that they have fallen away from the faith.
结果就是他们不能够进入迦南地得享安息。
And the result of their action was that they could not enter into the land of Canaan.
好，我们请再看回希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书的作者他重新提起了以色列人那一段历史。
The author of Hebrews recounted the history of the Israelites.
这个希伯来书的作者，当时他写这个希伯来书的对象，大部分是针对这些所谓的犹太人。
And the audience of the book of Hebrews was also the Israelites.
他对他们提起过去那一段历史，当然是对他们是有所教导的。
And there's a reason why he mentioned the history of the Israelites to the Jewish people at the time.
因为历史常常就像一面镜子。
Because history is like a mirror.
当看了历史，总是会给我们一些新的教训、新的启发。
When we study history, we begin to reflect on the past and the present.
虽然我们不是犹太人。
Even though we're not Israelites,
但是我们也是选民。
But we're also the chosen people.
所以我们看选民的历史，也给我们今天一个新的意义。
And so, as we study the history of the chosen people, we can also learn reflections.
有给我们一个新的意义
A new meaning, and it gives us a new meaning to study the history.
我们请看希伯来书四章第一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
我们用今天来看，这里说我们有那个进入安息的应许。
Here tells us that we have this promise of entering into God's rest.
我说过安息是一个很好的字眼，安息是一件很好的事情。
I mentioned earlier that the word rest has a very good meaning.
今天有很多人很累，需要休息。
Today there are many people who are very tired and they need rest.
啊，但是他没有办法休息。
But they're not able to rest.
啊，那这里说，我们有进入他安息的应许。
But here it tells us that we have a promise from God that we can enter into His rest.
啊，这个有两层的意思。
And this verse has two levels of meanings.
啊，为什么我们要进入教会？
Why do we need to come to church?
啊，因为来到教会，来到主耶稣这里，我们要得着安息。
Because when we come to church, we receive the rest from Jesus Christ.
啊，就像主耶稣所说的，劳苦挑重担的，到我这里来，我要让你得着安息。
Just as the Lord Jesus said, for those who are who labor and are heavy laden, come to me, I will give you rest.
啊，来到教会，一定会带给我们很大的安息。
When we come to church, we receive great blessings of rest.
啊，请看启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他的殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕来护庇他们，啊，我们聚集在一起，我们奉主的名来，啊，来做崇拜的聚会。
So we come in front of God to have worship.
啊，那我们常常这么做。
And if we do this often,
啊，这里说坐宝座的要用帐幕来护庇我们。
The one that sits on the throne will protect us.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也不伤害他们。
It says, they shall never hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat.
我们生活在物质很丰富的地区。
Today we live in a society of abundance.
但是有很多人有另外一个层面的饥饿跟口渴。
But there are many people who are thirsty and hungry in another dimension.
有很多人在受着另外一个层面的痛苦，好像日头的炎热。
And there are many people who are suffering from the heat of the sun in a different dimension.
那在这里说，来到神的面前，他要满足我们这一个层面的需要。
And the Bible tells us that when we come in front of God, God will fulfill our need in that dimension.
圣经它的教训要让我们得到饱足。
And the teachings of the Bible will allow us to be filled.
它所赏赐的圣灵运行在我们当中，好像活水一样。
And the Holy Spirit that He has given us will work among us like the living fountain.
那我们每一个基督徒也很实在的。生活在这个现实的世界里头。
And as Christians, we will continue to live in this society.
别人一天要工作八小时，我们一样要工作八小时。
Well, others may work 8 hours a day, we will also work 8 hours a day.
如果你的同事需要多做一个小时，我们也很有可能跟他一样要多做一个小时。
If the amount of work that we have requires 8 hours to finish, for other people, it would also require 8 hours for us.
他们的遭遇也常常会是我们的遭遇。
We may also experience the experiences of our colleagues.
他们会受苦，我们也会受苦。
While our colleagues may suffer from something, we will also suffer from the same things.
但是通常我们受苦，但是不受害。
But we may observe that when we encounter such difficult times, we will not be harmed.
这是一件很奇妙的事情。
It is a very miraculous thing.
因为我们是敬拜神的人。
Because we worship God.
十七节。
Verse 17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这是一个很容易让人遇到挫折、失败的一个生活。
Our life may make us feel defeated.
我们常常会遇到很多的挫折。
We may encounter situations in our life that make us very discouraged.
我们很容易受到伤害。
And it's very easy for us to be hurt.
所以在我们的生活当中充满着很多流眼泪的事情。
And so there are many things in our lives that make us shed tears.
不一定真的把眼泪流出来，有时候眼泪往里头流。
We may not physically shed tears, but it may sadden us from the inside.
这种遇到流泪的事情，最需要的是安慰。
When we are sad, what we need the most is comfort.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们要得到安慰，他要擦去我们的眼泪。
If we come in front of Jesus Christ, He will comfort us. He will wipe away our tears.
所以他应许让我们进入安息。
And so He has promised us that He will lead us into His rest.
我们要进入教会。
We need to enter into His church.
我们要常常跟弟兄姐妹一起团契，一起敬拜神。
We need to fellowship with our brothers and sisters and worship God often.
他这个给我们进入安息的应许。
And God has already given us the promise of entering His rest.
那这个第二个层面，我们来再看回希伯来书第四章。
Let us look at the second dimension. Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，因为那个进入安息的，乃是歇了自己的工作，正如神歇了他的工一样。
For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
这里说是所谓的进入我们也把第九节看一下第九节，这样看来必有另一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
Let's read back to verse 9. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God.
第九节你没有那个另外一个安息日的安息的字眼吗？
There remains therefore.
有的翻译本是说另外一个安息日的安息。
There's some translation that says that there remains another rest.
那跟第十节连在一起来看。
And if we read these two verses together,
那有一个特别的安息，那如果进入那一个安息，就是歇下所有的工。
If we read the two verses together, once we enter this other rest, we will shed all the works that we do.
有人把它解释成说，这个就是把安息日从星期六改到星期天。
Some people interpreted this as changing the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday.
不是这样子的。
But this is not how we should interpret this.
在什么时候我们歇下一切的工？
When will we lay down all of our labor?
就是将来。
That is in the future.
将来我们进入永恒的天国。
When we enter into the eternal rest.
我们请看启示录十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节
，Verse 13, Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
十三节，我听见天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。”这里说我们在主耶稣基督里头死的人是有福的。
It tells us that for those of us who die in the Lord, we are blessed.
因为我们要进入神为我们预备的永恒的天国。
Because we will enter the eternal heavenly kingdom that God has prepared for us.
那是神所应许给我们的安息。
And that is the eternal rest that God has promised us.
这里说我们就息了自己的劳苦。
And as we do that, we will rest from our labor.
那我们要得着我们的奖赏。
And we will obtain the reward in heaven.
那这个是神给我们的应许跟祝福。
And this is a promise that and blessing that God has given us.
就好像当时神应许让以色列人进入迦南地。
Just as God promised the Israelites to enter the land of Canaan.
但是没有每一个人都进去。
Not everyone entered.
因为有一个要求。
Because there was a requirement.
就是要努力的进入。
That was that they needed to be diligent in entering that rest.
请我们再看回希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11。
第九节告诉我们说有另外一个安息日的安息。
Verse 9 tells us that there remains another rest.
那是一个让我们能够歇下自己的工的安息。
And that rest will allow us to lay down all of our labor.
那所以这是一个最重要的安息。
And this rest is the most important rest.
所以十一节说我们一定要努力的进入那一个安息。
And that's why in 11, it says, let us therefore be diligent in entering that rest.
那接下来说不要学那个不信从的样子跌倒了。
And do not imitate those who fall away because of disobedience.
就是不要失落的信心。
It means we should not fall away from the faith.
不要像那个在旷野地上的、旷野路上的那些以色列人。
We should not follow the examples of the Israelites in the wilderness.
因为他们犯罪了，他们过不对的生活。
Because they sinned and they lived a life that was not righteous.
那神一定会帮助我们，但是我们要努力。
We believe that God will surely help us as long as we try our best.
这个努力也是一个非常正面、非常好的字眼。
And being the word diligence is a very positive word.
它不是只是一个口号，它是一个行动。
It is not just a slogan. It is something to encourage us to do something.
所以信仰本身它不是很多的理论跟口号，它是很多的行动。
And in order to live out our faith, it is just by mouth service, but we should show it in our deeds.
好，我们请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
十二节，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。前面十一章十二节
，Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
那个英文的翻译本哈，翻译的更强烈哈。
The translation, in the English translation is using.
它的字眼哈用的更强。
Uses words are even stronger.
那简单的讲就是，天国是神的应许。
So to translate to interpret this verse, it means that heaven is promised by God.
是神应许，是神所应许的，也是神所祝福要给我们的。
It is God's promise for us to enter heaven.
但是人要非常非常的努力而来进入。
But in order to enter into heaven, we need to strive very hard.
所以信仰的道路是的，它是一条平安、有喜乐、有祝福的一条道路。
It is true that the journey of faith is one that is peaceful and full of blessings.
但是从某一个层面来看。他是要非常的非常的积极，非常的努力，而且甚至我们用征战这样的字眼。
But from a different angle, a journey of faith is also one that must be walked very, very diligently, with full armor and with much, much
effort. 甚至我们用征战这样的字眼。
And we may use the word battle.To describe this journey.
因为撒旦还是想要把我们抓回去。
Because Satan is there to capture us.
因为我们本来是属地的，不是属天的。
Because we belong to the earth and not heaven.
就是说我们本来是很属世界的，我们并不属灵。
Because from the beginning we belong to the world and we were not spiritual.
本来我们是很容易跟我们的环境来妥协的。
And it is easy for us to compromise with our environment.
我们本来是很倾向于安安逸逸的过着舒舒服服的生活。
And we're all inclined to live a very easy life.
那现在我们都要来胜过这些。
But now in order to overcome all these.
不是用嘴巴讲就能够胜过。
We cannot overcome them with just our mouth.
所以说我们要努力。
we need to overcome them with effort
and striving. 我们所拥有的很多的很多的东西，也都是经过我们努力而有的。
All of our possessions are obtained because we work hard.
你的学位是你努力得来的。
Your degree is earned by your effort.
你的房子也是你努力得来的。
Your house is earned by your effort.
你有很多的知识也是你努力累积而成的。
You have much knowledge. It is because you have read a lot over time.
那我们知道这些都是短暂的。
And we know all these things are transient.
钱有时候很快就离开你。
Sometimes money can disappear from us very quickly.
你的知识或许可以跟着你一辈子。
Perhaps your knowledge can follow you all your life.
但是也就是几十年。
But it can only stay with you for several decades.
那我们问问我们自己，将来那个永恒的安息，我们付出多少努力？
So let us ask ourselves, how much effort have we spent in obtaining this eternal rest?
我们如果稍微用心比较一下的话，我们就会发现说，对这个最重要的天国的永恒的安息啊，我们并没有付上太多的努力。
If you compare our effort striving for worldly things versus our eternal rest, we will find that we actually have spent very little effort in obtaining this eternal rest.
我们常常以为说犯了大罪啊，才会让我们没有办法进天国。
We often think to ourselves that it is unless we commit great sins, we for sure go to heaven.
其实没有很努力啊，如果再有一点懒惰的话，其实就已经在把我们推向地狱。
But if, in actual fact, if we are lazy and not diligent, we are slowly being drifted to hell.
好，我们请看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第三章。
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 3.
第三章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。
Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance.
这个努力呀，会带来，我们会结果子。
If we put forth effort, we will find that we will bear fruits.
再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，还不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire.
没有努力是不会结出果子的。
If we do not put forth effort, we will not bear fruits.
那第十节说，不结好果子的就把它砍下丢在火里。
And verse 10 tells us that for those that do not bear good fruit, they will be cut down.
意思就是说，他就没有办法进入那永恒的天国。
It means that this person would not be able to enter into the eternal rest.
所以这样看起来，这个是很严肃的一件事情。
And so as we read this, we realize this is a very serious issue.
不要以为说犯了大罪才会让我们没有办法进天国。
Do not think that committing great sin is the only way that we would not be able to enter into heavenly kingdom.
所以这个希伯来书的作者他才会用这么一大段来做一个提醒跟警告。
And that is the reason why the author of Hebrews spends such a great length in warning us.
好，我们请再看回希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书三章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13.
十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
It says, but exhort one another daily while it is called day, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
所以我们趁着还有神还留下我们的生命。
Let us grasp hold to today as long as God allows us to live.
不只是知道相信有神，我们还要努力来过着一个不犯罪的生活。
We should not simply know that God exists, but we should live a life that is fitting for and worthy of God.
4章12节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的， 比一切两刃的剑更快， 甚至魂与灵， 骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开， 连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。 13. 并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的， 原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前， 都是赤肉敞开的。 那所以这两节告诉我们， 无论如何， 我们要在神的道理上面， 要努力。
These two verses tell us that no matter what, we need to strive hard in the Word of God.
借着神，这个圣经神的道理也像一面镜子。
Because the Word of God is like a mirror.
我们到底有没有为了那一个安息在努力？
It shows us whether we have been striving hard for this eternal rest.
我们如果不学习圣经， 我们是看不出来的。
If we do not study the Word of God, we will not be able to see ourselves.
所以努力的第一步， 就是好好的学习道理。
And so the first step in diligence is to study the Word of God.
那我们也知道祷告跟对道理的吸收， 它是有直接的关系。
At the same time, we know that our prayer has a very relationship with how much of the Word of God we can absorb.
所以很多时候， 其实事情很简单， 回到那个最根本的地方。
And so sometimes we feel like our life situation is very complex, but we just need to come back to the basics.
什么叫做努力？ 在祷告跟学习道理上面来努力， 这是最基础的， 也是最重要的。
How can we be diligent, you may ask? We simply have to study the Word of God and pray.
那这样子，我们就会慢慢的来提升我们自己， 让我们的灵性能够越来越长进。
And slowly we can grow our spirituality.
我们就能够胜过这个世界的试探。
And we can overcome the temptations from this world.
在这个冲突当中， 我们能够坚持不妥协。
And when we face conflicts, we will be able to stand firm without compromising.
努力让我们来进入那一个安息。
So let us be diligent in entering that rest.
那事实上，在我们的努力当中， 我们就已经可以得享在教会在耶稣里的安息。
And as we are diligent in entering in this rest, we can enjoy the fellowship and peace within the household of God.
从在教会里头享受的安息，让我们更羡慕将来的安息。
And through enjoying the peace we enjoy in the church, we can look forward to the eternal rest even more.
我们一起唱诗162首。
Let's sing hymn 162.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let us sing the first verse and the last verse.